Teal Hardeman's on the phone. He's the executive director of Violence Interrupters, and I guess we all need to hear a message that comes from a place like that. Hi, Teal. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I know it's an honor to be on the show with you, and I appreciate Anna. You know, throughout all the years I've known her, you know, when she was with the news stations and everything, it's a blessing to be here.
I'm not sure if you and I have spoken before. I know you and Anna are close, but tell me what you do and tell me what you're doing right now, Teal.
Well, yeah, I'm the president of Violence Interrupters Incorporated. I'm also the former director of Ceasefire Illinois. And with the Violence Interrupters, they're like a specialty unit of trained individuals that go out and interrupt conflicts on the front end, not come after somebody gets shot, but we try to do more on the front end. My Violence Interrupters have mediated about 30 conflicts so far this year that could have turned deadly. So we're doing the best we can do. And then I also train people in the field of violence prevention. I have like a 40-hour training that I, you know, like pretty much facilitate for a lot of programs all across the United States.
I know in Anna's promotion for this conversation, she said people with a criminal past are now trying to keep violence from erupting. Is that a fair description of who you're working with? Is that a description of you too, Teal?
Oh, no, it's not a description of me. No, I don't have no background. You know, I grew up in the heart of the ghetto. I grew up in the Henry Horner Projects and the South Side of Chicago. I know a lot of the brothers that are involved in the, the former street lifestyle. A lot of guys have turned their lives around, but we also hire people that don't have a background. I want to make that clear as well. But they do play a role because they understand what goes on in the concrete jungle, so to speak.
Well, it's a fine line, isn't it? Because you want people who are credible, but they also have to have some street cred. So you want maybe somebody with a foot in each camp so that both sides, so that those people will listen. So are you doing stuff right now? Because we've seen a lot of mayhem in the streets.
Well, right now, as we speak, I'm working on this situation that is about to get out of control with the Latino community and the African-American community. As I'm talking to you all today, I have young people meeting with other young people from the Latino community, and then I partnered with a lot of the other violence prevention programs, so we're doing the best we can to stem the tide of any more aggression or any further acts of violence amongst African-Americans and Latinos in the Little Village area and the North Lawndale area. Far as the riots and the looting in the different stores, I'm really disgusted about that because the reality is that a lot of the stores that were destroyed, even though they destroyed some of the stores downtown, but they also destroyed stores in the neighborhood. There was a Jewel's on 75th and Stony Island. That particular Jewel's hired over 100 people from the community. People have been working there for like 25 years. It's just disgusting what happened there. But we're doing our best. The looters were pretty much, you can't control them. It's hard to control the looters, just put it like that. But we're doing the best we can to kind of clean up the community now and just move forward.
Doesn't make any sense to loot a grocery store that is otherwise going to be a food desert. I mean, where are folks going to get their food now?
Well, that's the problem, because even myself, you know, I live on the South Side, and I tell you, it might sound kind of strange, but I got up and had to get me some gas in my car, and the gas station was shut down. Then I had to get some groceries. I had to go to Blue Island and purchase some groceries and everything. It's totally insane, but I'll tell you something. There's a difference between the protesters and the peaceful demonstrators and the looters. You know, the looters were like just hanger-ons, and they were using the protest as a cover for them to do all, you know, to commit the acts of violence and destroy people's businesses. So people in the world need to know there's a major difference, okay? And it's totally unacceptable.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I know we're hoping that, but we don't always get that image when we watch TV. Do you think the media has portrayed accurately what's going on the South Side?
Well, the media, they're doing the best they can do right now because they had to sort everything out. Because what happens, you might have a peaceful march in the beginning, and then some of the guys that have, and some of the women as well that loot, what they do, they just filter in, they try to put it, I just saturate themselves in a big crowd, and next thing you know, once they start walking past businesses, they just do their own thing. And it has nothing to do with the death of George Floyd, nothing at all. This is just something people want to do. They've been wanting to do this. They just needed an excuse to go out there and just tear up things. That's what's happening there.
Teal Hardeman's on the phone line, executive director of Violence Interrupters. You said, though, you're working more with putting out the fires between the Hispanic and Black gangs on the South Side. And then you've got this other thing that erupts, and it just seems like sort of senseless mayhem. Where is your attention directed more? Is it trying to keep the gangs at bay right now?
Yeah, right now, the main priority in the city of Chicago, in my opinion anyway, would be this potential Latino and African-American conflict that can spill over. You know, the young Latino brothers in Cicero and Berwyn, they were on the news the other day, and I don't really disagree with them. They say that they're not going to allow anybody to come to their community and tear their stores up and tear their community up. I understand that, but there was an incident that took place in Little Village where allegedly some Latino brothers had cut an African-American woman in the face, and we're trying to get them to solve that issue. And there was some random sporadic shooting of African-American people around I-55 right on Pulaski as you enter I-55 going south. Mm-hmm. What happened is there was some shooting of people, African-American people in their cars. So there are some issues, but we have everybody at the table right now. It's not just me. I just want to make sure that I'm clear. You know, I make sure everybody understands I'm working with, it's about teamwork. I'm collaborating with other organizations that's working to promote peace in Chicago.
Well, I wish you nothing but success on that. If folks want to find out more about what you're doing, T.O., violenceinterrupters.org, is that where I go?
Yeah, they can visit my website, violenceinterrupters.org, and I appreciate it very much because we're doing the best we can do, but we always need more help, you know, on higher levels, and I'm doing my best to try to reach out to meet with the mayor one day and the new superintendent so we can kind of talk about how we can collaborate as well.
I saw Jamal Cole at the press conference the other day. I suppose you want in that room too, don't you?
Yeah, I would like to be at the table, but we'll see what happens. I plan to continue to do the work anyway. You know, a lot of times, guys like me, I'm kind of outspoken, so sometimes people don't want me around, to be honest with you. A little outspoken, okay?
Well, keep doing what you're doing, man. We'll talk later. I'll tell Anna you said hi.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate you all for having me on.
Violence Interrupters, Teal Hardiman.